We say the things your HR department warned you about. You're listening to The Big Party Show with Big Party and Molly.
That was some funny stuff.
The best we've ever done.
Absolutely.
We could never top or recreate that magic.
So. No. So we'll try.
Lost to the ages.
BPScrasher@gmail.com. That's where you send all your messages of love.
Support.
Support.
Or
pain. You can deliver pain. I take pain well. I like pain. I always feel, not like that, not like getting whooped, but I always feel like it's always best for ratings. People need to listen to this. If we say something that you don't like, you'll share that with your friends. More so if we say something that you like, yeah.
I don't know. I feel the reels on Instagram, the ones I share, are the ones where I feel heard and seen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, where all of a sudden you're sharing it and you send it to your friend. You're like, girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Where they're talking about that. Like, how long will it be until we can have a cabin in the woods, just the two of us? And I will send that immediately to my friend Andrea. I'm like, when
will that be? Wouldn't that be nice? How long would you go in the woods with her? I mean, that's your best buddy.
We talk about, we want to do another vacation. We went rock hunting together like 2 years ago, and we still talk about it. We're like, remember how awesome that was, where we were like home early and just eating cheese plates and watching bad movies at night,
and then during the day,
getting up earlier in the day, and then going out and beach combing.
That would be fun, yeah. I guess. Yeah, it was just you two?
Just the two of us.
For how long?
It was like a weekend.
Okay.
Went up on a Friday.
You need to do more of that stuff. I mean,
I loved it. It was so awesome. I mean,
really, time goes really by fast. And, you know, I think the older that you get, the faster it goes. And you're going to blink and you won't be able to walk as sturdy on the beaches.
Wow. You're like coming from personal experience, and you weren't even that old when that happened.
No, I wasn't.
I mean, it's one misstep to never having beach life again.
All right, 402-915-0962. That's how you get a hold of us. You can text us. You can call us, leave us a message, whatever the case is. We got a big show going on Saturday.
So excited.
Yeah, it's Saturday. There are some tickets available, but not that many.
Yeah, we added more
because
it sold out, and then we were like, can we squeeze a few more in?
Uh-huh.
And they made that happen, which was great.
Yeah, we just eliminated our green room.
Right.
There are two tickets left.
There's only two tickets left. All right, get your tickets, because that is it, baby.
Two tickets left. Okay, that's wild. That's so cool.
Yes.
I'm very excited. I'm excited to meet people.
So am I. So am I.
Because
I want to intermingle with everybody, and I know you do too.
Yes.
But to sit, sitting behind a green room,
who are
behind
we?
Curtains is not us. It's not me. It's not you. And I was kind of feeling weird about it, because now I was kind of like, how do I make an entrance? So I kept messing with the sweet Wylene.
Voila.
I'd be like, voila. And the next day I'd be like dancing in the kitchen. I'm like, I'm walking in like this. You know,
so she's like, please don't.
Yeah, she was like, please don't. Yes. Please don't. So I'm glad that we can just chill, and then. Yeah. Then the show's just going to start. We got Jocelyn DeBonis, comedian. She was just on Wednesday. Very funny. She's very nice. Very funny. She's good. But she'll be opening it up, the whole show, at 7:30. Then the show starts at that. But the doors do open up at 6:30.
Yes.
For everyone that already has tickets, I'm just talking to the two people.
Who can walk up.
Who can walk up.
Hello.
That are left at. Don't know that information yet. So
you never
yeah.
know. We might be able to even squeeze some more in. I don't like turning people away.
Yeah, but you know.
I feel like the innkeeper in the Bible, where you're like, make room in the manger. Come on.
Well, we did open up 10 more. So yeah, we'll see. Two more tickets are left. You can get your tickets at Eventbrite if you'd like. Also, we got merch.
Yes.
We got the merch for the Party Crashers and the Big Party Show lovers of you. That's how you support the show, is with merch.
My sister's working on a whole outfit.
For the...
With merch.
With merch in general, really?
With our merch.
Really?
Yes, she's working it into her show ensemble.
Ah.
I know.
You know, I saw something on a reel this morning. It's funny that you said that, because it said, do you have t-shirts with short sleeves? I'm like, I think everybody has that. This is how you make shorts out of them. And they literally, in minutes, cut off the sleeves and then stitched a little bit, whatever, and made shorts. Is she going to wear shorts? Like, what is she going to wear? What is she going to do?
Spoil
is
her
she going
outfit.
To? Is she going to?
Not going
to
spoil
bedazzle it. People should bedazzle it. Next show, we're going to do it.
Are you going to spice yours up then?
Oh no, I don't know what I'm going to do yet.
You're not wearing that on stage, are you?
Why not? I haven't even taken it off since we got it a week ago.
Understood. But yeah. I was talking with my sister about this, and she's like, what are you wearing on stage? I said, well, I'm not wearing the gear. You don't want to be the band that sure. wears the band shirt.
I'm wearing Employee of the Month.
That's what fine. I am. Employee of the Month is okay.
Okay.
But like wearing our merch
yeah.
on stage feels like wearing the event's shirt at the event. Like, yeah.
Well, get merch.
Brat. I'm at the Brat tour.
Yeah, I would never wear. I would never wear concert shirts to the concert I'm going to.
That's along those lines, though. You run that risk.
Yeah, I would. I wouldn't do that. There's no way I would do that. Yeah.
You buy it there. You tuck it away, or like you put it on top of what you're wearing. I mean, everybody at the Taylor Swift concert.
They're all wearing gear, but what do you do with it? You can't. You got to put it on. What, you don't want to lose it.
Or, yeah, you tie it around your waist or, you know, depending on what you get.
Yeah.
Because what I noticed at the Eras tour, people dressed up. Like, people had outfits
okay.
that they completely constructed just to go to that well, one
people,
show.
I know people are buying some of our merch, and I think they're buying it before their show. So were we saying don't wear our merch to the show?
No, I
just
think people,
me.
I'm just saying you.
Like, I'm like Metallica, and I'm wearing my own Metallica shirt
exactly.
on stage.
That's,
don't be that guy.
That's what I'm saying. We okay. can't wear the gear.
Okay.
My sister's wearing the gear.
Right.
I know somebody else who's wearing the... I mean, there will be people wearing gear, so if
okay.
you have it, wear it.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what I would say.
Okay, all right. So that's... I have an idea of what I want to wear. It just depends. I've given up...
White tuxedo?
White tuxedo. I've given up. I just do slob wear now. So, like
really?
Mary Nelson's husband, Troy,
mm-hmm.
He saw the piece that she did on KMTV3,
mm-hmm.
and he messaged, said, thanks for dressing up, party.
Oh.
And I said, I don't dress up anymore, Troy. This is my slob wear portion of my life, you know.
You're like,
so,
it's the slob wear era?
It's the slob wear era, yeah. You reach a certain age. So, yeah.
I haven't given up yet.
Well, that's not giving up.
Oh, but
it's just
it is.
Easier.
That sounds like giving up.
It's easier. So, yeah. All right. So get the tickets, get the merch, get all that stuff that is coming up. And this is our last time together.
I know. I'm excited.
You go back.
Then
you
go I go back. I'm going to see my husband for the first time in a month.
Yeah.
Which is bananas. I don't think we've ever gone this long without seeing each other.
Now, how does this work? You're picking him up at the airport?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you just pick him up at the
normally,
are you going to go to the gate and run to him?
Normally, I would just be like, I'm parked up front.
Yeah,
find me.
Sure.
But I think I'm going to go to the gate.
Go to the gate.
I want to like have that moment. I think I might even bring the kids and make them like
run to
like,
them.
Daddy. Have that
please
United
do.
Airlines commercial moment where it's like, look, and they find the teddy bear. Oh, we found this.
Do
for
that.
You.
Yeah. I mean, this is a moment you're not going to be able to do often. I mean, that's a long time without your
yeah.
mate.
Yeah.
So.
I know, and he is just, it's just him and Murcat.
Yeah.
And he's like, I mean, grumpy old men.
Yeah,
he
I'm
sent
sure.
me a picture this morning. Murray's just at the bottom of the stairs giving him just evil eyes. He's like, where is she?
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet what really happens is they cuddle on the couch and watch movies.
Oh.
Yeah.
He would be bragging all over the place if that was happening.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I would know all about it. He'd be like, Gucci. Selfie.
God, that's the same thing. I don't know what it is because my stepmother and my father, it was kind of the same deal with the cat. But when my father never saw the cat, when I would go cat sit, I would never see the cat ever. Mm-hmm. I don't know if my father liked the cat as much. I think it's the same thing as Peter and your Murray.
Mm-hmm.
But when that cat passed away, my father told me that he's never cried so hard.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So.
How was the girl's birthday?
It was good. It was good. Happy birthday.
Have,
yeah, we did it.
Do you have photos?
No, I don't have photos, but we did sing. The girl was meeting Tequila and Remy. Tequila's my my doodle, golden doodle, and her birthday was a few days ago, so we did the birthday thing.
I just wanted to circle back because you
we
mentioned
did the birthday
it on the
thing.
Show.
Yeah.
So,
we sang, and she made
no
a little
photo.
Heart. No photos.
I don't believe you.
No, no photos.
You
I
always
didn't.
Say send photos of the dog with the, you've sent that in the past.
I messed up. I don't mess up.
I don't messed up.
It, the moment happened so quickly, you know, mm-hmm. That it was just, I don't have evidence of birthday I have previous years.
Yes.
Every year previously. Bad dad. Bad doodle dad.
Yeah, no kidding. Because you usually post.
Every single year.
Post.
Yeah, I get a reminder too.
Mm-hmm.
This is what happened last year. But wow. Yeah, it was good.
Really dropped the ball.
I know.
Tequila's going to be like, did my birthday even happen that year? Dad nope. didn't even take a single photo.
I know. I won't mess up with Remy. Remy's next.
Yeah, October.
How do you know?
Because I listen.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
What's that like?
I don't know. It's a new experience for you. Like real clothes.
Yeah, like real clothes. All right, so your daughter, she's heading out to camp.
Yeah, so Mara is headed to sleepaway camp. It's this place called the Dunes Learning Center, and it is the Indiana Dunes, which is a national park,
yeah.
and then they host this sleepaway camp.
Okay.
But it's fun. I mean, they go swimming in Lake Michigan.
They do a lot of hiking and stuff,
yeah,
right?
They do.
All right, so here's what's happening in the national parks with those squirrels and stuff. Because of the budget cuts that the government gave, you know, they did a lot of cuts.
Right.
So there's less rangers and stuff around to control things. So now the squirrels are running rampant, like stealing food. And because the people are feeding them all the time and
They've
no one's there to. So they're becoming savages. They're even attacking some people.
Mm-hmm.
So be careful.
Those are
when
city
you're
squirrels.
Out there. No, this is...
No, I'm saying that's how they are in Chicago.
Oh, so you're used to this.
Oh, yeah.
All right, our squirrels aren't like that.
Oh, no. I showed you the one where it was
eating
squirrel
pizza
in the tree.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah, they're not... They get into your... That was always the thing when the kids were little and you'd take the stroller to the park, you'd have to keep an eye on it because a squirrel would go in there and they knew that you kept snacks.
See, that ain't happening here.
And they would steal the snacks.
Oh, wow.
Out of the stroller.
Okay.
Yeah, the minute they saw a stroller, they're like, buffet, baby buffet.
All right, so this is not...
Right. This
nothing new to Chicago.
I will say I was disappointed that they made those cuts because like the national parks are such an important thing.
They
here.
Are.
And it made it so deep cuts that my daughter heard about it and she was so worried that sleepaway camp wouldn't happen.
Okay.
Because it's a national park. And it is.
Yes.
We've paid for it. It's happening. It's going on. But
I wish they wouldn't make. I went to Death Valley when they. When the government shut down.
You said it was gross.
It was the worst thing I've ever seen. I'm expecting, because I love national parks. That's what me and my buddies do. I know it sounds old, but I do. So when we went, there was no place to use the restroom. Everything was fenced off. And then it was like a porta potty, Molly. It was awful. It had to be closed because it was that full.
Gross.
Right? And then there was food and waste just everywhere. This is Death Valley. And then we went down to like a visitor's deal.
Yeah.
And everybody was camped up like eating food and the garbage cans were overfilled. And then there's areas of the dunes that you're not supposed to walk on.
Oh yeah. They were walking all over the place.
They're walking all over and that kills them. The only reason why those dunes exist like that, those type of dunes is because of the vegetation on top of it. And with what one human touch, it kills it. Some people are just walking around.
And you were like, get off my lawn.
Get off my lawn. Yeah. So anyway, I hate it when they shut it down, but you know.
Yeah, no, the cuts, it's definitely making an impression.
Yeah.
I wanted to throw out to you, so Olivia Rodrigo,
mm-hmm.
They just announced the gift that she gave to her band and her crew, and it was free therapy.
Why?
During the tour and afterwards, because she's like, it's so important. Mental health is so important. It was part of her Guts tour, and
okay.
I know we were talking about therapy
other day.
And one of her bandmates did an interview on a podcast and was talking about that it was the best gift ever, that they made it free and accessible so that they could all... Touring's hard.
Yeah.
You haven't toured.
I've never toured. I don't know anything about it.
Touring takes its toll.
Yeah.
When you're sleeping in a different place every night and you're with...
I feel like it would
strangers.
Suck. Yeah.
I mean, they're not strangers, but it's like, imagine a work
well,
trip
that... family.
Yeah, imagine a work yeah. trip that just never ended.
I agree. Okay.
So, I mean, there's going to be stuff that comes up. And so I just thought that was so interesting because Olivia Rodrigo is like 22. I mean, she's young.
Yeah.
So for her to be that like cognizant.
She probably, I mean, I'm guessing that she needs a therapist.
Oh, they all have them.
You know.
They all have them. Like they talk in interviews and it'll be like, well, no, I was talking to my therapist or this is something I'm working out with my therapist.
Yeah.
It cracks me up.
Don't know what I have to work out.
If you think,
I don't even know how that would even work. The conversation would start. I feel like I'm not, you know, versed on therapy and all that stuff that I don't. I mean, I went to a counselor once.
That's the same thing.
It was awful.
Why?
Because what happened was...
You went to couples counseling.
It was couples counseling, right? And I wasn't married. This has nothing to do with the sweet Wylene. This is girlfriend way before.
Yes.
Right? And so she thought, because we weren't getting along, right?
Yeah, that's called just break up.
Yes, just break up. But she's like, therapy, couples counseling. And okay. I'm like, God, okay. Listen to me. Okay.
Yeah.
Broken man going down. So I went and then... We sat together and spoke about what was going on. And then next thing you know it, the next time I go by myself.
Uh-huh.
And then the next time she goes by herself.
Okay.
Right? And then we do a couples again. And then they do it one more time.
Individually?
Individually, right? And this counselor said to me, she goes, you need to run.
Wow.
I was, excuse me? Aren't you supposed to fix this? She goes, you need to run because that person is the biggest narcissist I have ever seen or talked to. And so I ran. So she saved me.
See?
She saved me. But what about her? What did she say to her? It's like,
I think you have things to work on. This isn't okay. A good relationship for you.
Yeah.
This isn't healthy. There's not going to be a lot of growth. I think you two have found your time together and now you just move apart.
Okay.
I mean, they.
Yeah, because I don't know really, what happened on the other side.
They're really good at spin.
Okay.
Like, if you ever want a spin doctor, I guarantee you that person has some sort of degree in psychology.
Okay.
Because they get how people's minds work.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I mean, if it's a good therapist, they know how to break up with you without making you feel okay. bad.
Yeah, because I never to this day knew what happened with that. All I know is that I honestly, it was just a bad spot. It wasn't a good spot for me, and I was in it for the wrong reasons. And it was I was saved. So thank you, therapist.
That's what I'm gonna say. What you're talking about right
that's
now
nuts, yeah.
is therapy.
But that was couples.
But keep in mind, a lot of our conversations are what you would have with a therapist.
Mm.
Like a lot of the really? Conversations between the two of us is stuff that you would talk about with a professional. And I try to give you as good advice.
Well, you sounded perfect when I said, I don't even know what the counselor said to her. And you spit that out pretty good. So for all I know, you're a counselor. I don't know what you do on the side.
My side you hustle know. Is counseling.
I DoorDash. No, I'm kidding.
Not for lack of thought. Consideration.
Hey, if you want to see me DoorDashing, then you just keep being you and doing what you're doing. Get us a sponsor, all right? So I don't have to go down that road.
We would really appreciate somebody sponsoring the show. That would really help do things like
yes.
avoid him from doing DoorDash.
This is a top show, a top podcast. We deliver at 100% of the time. So yeah, if you have a business or know somebody has a new business, like there's that new bookstore. I'm giving you a freebie, new bookstore in Blackstone that just opened.
I'm so excited.
I wanted somebody that in sales or whatever to go reach out to them because I know you love books.
Yes, I do.
But also that location is perfect because it's Blackstone.
Mm-hmm.
Now some things fail there, obviously, because a lot of places drifted out of there.
Sure.
But I don't think a bookstore is. And Blackstone's going to fail.
There used to be a bookstore there.
Okay.
Remember, I lived.
Oh, God, you're right.
I lived there.
Okay.
And there used to be a bookstore there. And I remember because I won a Harry Potter book.
Oh, did you really?
I did. And my sister.
Winning.
My sister gave me to this day. She's like, oh, yeah. But remember that one time? Because I'll be like, I never win anything. She's like, oh. And I'm like, oh, no. She's like, remember that one time where you put your name in a sweepstakes to win?
And
the
you
new
won.
And I won. And they took a picture of me and it was like on their website.
Really? How did you keep that damn secret? A lot of secrets. Is that big party show or was that?
No, it would have been maybe during the big party show.
Okay. Yeah, it was.
Been right before. Or no, it was during. It
yeah, because you, I do remember having conversations because I remember driving by a bookstore, that Barnes & Noble, I think it was that. Anyway, everybody was sitting outside.
Yes.
On curbs reading this book.
Uh-huh.
Instead of just, I mean, they would go into the store. Buy their book.
Yes.
And then not even go home. They would just sit there on the curb and read it. Can you imagine?
Yes, I
having
have.
That kind of fandom out there?
I know. They're rabid fans.
Yeah.
So here's another admission.
Okay.
About me.
You sure you want to let this all out right now?
This is the one where
what
Peter,
is it?
This is the one where Peter found out and he's like, I wish I would have known this before we got married. That's all I'm gonna say. He's like, I
wish you would have known that you were.
No, what I did with a Harry Potter book where I read it, he's like, if I had known that, I don't know. I don't know if we'd be married.
Really?
Yes.
Now I feel like we need to. You need to go full disclosure and share.
Let's say this. Or just hold Why on don't to people it. Email us?
Okay.
Their guesses, and the next show I will tell you where. But like, I took a Harry Potter book somewhere and read it at an inappropriate place.
Okay. God, my brain's going in circles. I don't even know where that would be.
Don't guess. Let's let the party crashers guess. So bpscrasher@gmail.com, or you can text us. That's what,
914-914-915-0962. If you don't have it written down, sometimes you forget. I learned that on Wednesday.
I do have it written down, and I just don't have it in front of me. Yeah. Sorry about that. Anybody, maybe we can edit that out.
Hey, real quick, are you familiar with the wife carrying contest?
Where guys carry their wives who can do
it's
it the
It's a competition. So get this. It's in Finland. It's the world wife carrying, it's a whole lot of words, championship, right? Okay. So we have footage of it right here. But basically we've got, here it is right here. They're carrying their wife. I don't even know how you describe.
But why are they upside down? Why are the wives' legs around
their neck? I think that's just
the way it is.
So look at this type of. How do you train for that? I guess you'd have to watch and just. Can you imagine seeing that in the park?
I just think that the way they're being held is so dangerous.
That's all right. So the winner in the world, United States.
Okay.
A couple from United States was repping, and they won. They did this whole Look at them, how exhausted they are. She's not even tired.
She's like, I'm fine. We could do another lap. He's like, no, we can't.
What a weird way to sit. She's like in his butt.
Got her legs all across his. I mean,
hanging off the back.
I wonder if there's a point where he's like, you're joking me.
Yeah. So anyway, congratulations to them. I just wanted to give them some love. I mean, I don't even know.
There's a contest out there for like everything.
Yes. Yes, there is. I mean, there is.
There's
that
some country where they do the cheese rolling one, where it's like down a hill.
Oh, they're rolling down a hill.
Yeah,
okay.
Like they like roll the cheese and like whoever's win. I mean, I feel like we could make competitive sports out of just about any.
Yeah,
anything.
There is one. I think it's, I don't know where it's at actually, but I went down that line. They called it the sunburn competition.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I look at the images, hook, line, and sinker. I'm watching these images. Looking at them, and everyone is just burned. They're like bald people, just burned, as red as you can see them.
That's
I'm
terrible.
Like, why would some, how is that even, then I find out it was fake.
You're like, oh my.
I almost need a counselor right there. I couldn't believe how burned they were. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
Somebody on my socials just posted a picture, and they were so burned they had blisters.
Yeah, I feel sorry for those people because that doesn't.
I'm like, how does that happen?
That's you're in it too long. You're just
no.
In it,
I mean, yeah. Really,
your skin is very your skin is very delicate. I'm sure you could blister pretty good.
I got a second degree burn. We went to Florida.
Yeah, that's easy. So did my stepmother.
But it was in the weirdest spot. We were in a cabana, and I was laying down on one of the chaise lounges or whatever, and I had like one part of my lower leg in the sunlight, but I didn't think anything of it because we were in this cabana. Everything was.
Then I've that been night, there.
And
yeah.
Then that night I was like, God, my leg, like my shin, really hurts. Like we'd gone out to dinner and it was just really uncomfortable. We got back to the room. It was like purple.
Yeah.
Like it was bad.
Okay.
And I mean, I had to like go to a nurse. And
that's
she's like
terrible.
She's like, that's a second I mean
that's second degree. That's bad stuff. I mean
what's bad is that the reason we were in Florida is because it's spring break.
Okay.
So we had to go back to Chicago.
Oh my God, I've
where
I have so
winter,
many stories, yeah.
And you've got to put socks on. And I'm like, I can't put socks on.
Yeah.
Like, I can't have anything touch it. Like it's just an open seepy wound. It's just disgusting.
Ow.
It was so painful. So it lasted forever.
Yeah, they do. I mean, they'd some like my skin would if I got burned bad enough, it would it would be like that for a while. I went to a football game in my early days. I went to Colorado and went to Greeley. I had some buddies going to college there.
Uh-huh.
So I cruised over there and then just to visit with them. And so we decided to go to the Greeley football game.
Okay. Right?
So I sat there watching there. Well, the sun was shining that way. So can you imagine?
Face?
Half of my freaking face was completely burned. And ready for this? I'm ready to go to college parties now. I never went to college. I'm going to go pick up some chicks.
Not with that yin and yang face or not.
It was so embarrassing.
They're like, what's that guy's deal?
It's like I painted my face red halfway to show up at all these college parties. Oh, my God. Therapy. Thank you for the therapy.
You're welcome. I'll be billing you through your HMO plan.
Yes. I do have something else, but I'm going to save it for...
Are you going to save it for the show?
I'm going to save it for the
show. That's sort of the one of the things. It's like I've got some crazy stuff, but I want to save it for the show. Because I really want to make it special for people that, you know, come out and do things.
Yeah, I got some fun stuff if we need to. So during the show, I guess we don't have to tell anybody, except for the two people. We're doing Fun Factory.
Yeah.
We're doing it all. No dumb questions. And if you're coming to the show, I sent an email out to everybody.
Yes.
But we're going to ask you for questions. Like if you have any questions to take part.
Bring your dumb questions.
You don't have to, but it'd be nice if you did because the vibe is how this is going to work is it's going to be a party.
Mm-hmm.
It's no different. We don't have a green room. We don't have to hide.
The minute I saw that green room, I was like, I don't even know. Like, can we get rid of this? I'm just embarrassed to even have one.
Yes.
I'm going to hide back here.
And wait.
Oh, I don't want anyone. I don't want to mingle with the population.
Oh, no.
Are you kidding me? Everybody I know is going to be out there or like people I haven't met who I want to meet, my new best friends.
Yes, new best friends. You know, because it wasn't for all you guys, we wouldn't be here. And, you know, this show is you. I mean, this is all you. That's why we came back and strong. And you guys have definitely showed up for us.
I like to think of it as like this is a party, right? Yeah. So you go to a party, you meet new people, you know, and that's the thing. It's like nothing's more fun than when you go to a party and you're hanging with your friends, but like you meet a bunch of people and you're like, those guys were really cool. And then you spawn off and like make more friends.
Cool people. Gracie, what time is it? I mean, how much time are we in?
We're at 26.
We're at 26 minutes. Oh, right. I didn't want to pre-ejaculate with the Fun Factory.
Oh my God. I need to go into my, Grace, I'm not going to make you be my therapist, but like, can I at least, when I tell my therapist about this, can you just, it did happen. She's not making this up.
Yeah.
I mean, it's all on camera. So.
Perfect.
She just said it's all on camera.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Yes. We've got video evidence for when I file my formal
complaint. Well, I don't know who you're going to file. You might have to file it to the police then because we have no one else. So.
Can you even imagine?
No, I couldn't imagine.
The police coming like, did you say this horrible, weird,
and they just laugh.
Thing?
Yeah.
They're like,
I know.
I mean, sorry we have to investigate this. Yes. But.
All right, so we want to roll into Fun Factory.
Yes, please.
Okay, all right, so we have videos right here. We'll have Fun Factory at the live show as well. So we have some footage. All right, everyone secretly yearns to be this guy.
Okay.
I think about acting like a baby every day. For me, it's a big part of my life. It's something you can go to bed doing. I like to have a bottle each night when I go to bed, and... gotta have my pacifier.
Stanley might be 31 years old, but for the past 18 years, he has gone to remarkable lengths to remain young at heart.
And single.
Very young.
Single for life.
And forever single.
An adult baby is somebody who gets satisfaction by dressing or acting as a baby. I either like to put on my crib toys or my mobile and let them play as I fall asleep.
Wow.
And he doesn't just talk the baby talk. He dedicates 8 hours a day role-playing as a toddler.
8 hours.
It's not sexual at all.
Oh, yeah, right.
Okay, buddy. Tell that to the woman. You're like, oh, my God, are you my mommy? You're like, I think we found.
Because whoever he dates, imagine dating someone, and then you eventually have to expose that. Like, this is what I do 8 hours a day.
How do you keep that a
secret?
You are
now mommy. Well, you would show up at his house, and he'd have giant baby
no,
bed.
No, I said, how would you keep that a secret?
You wouldn't be able to.
I mean, if he has a job, that's those 8 hours, and he's not being a baby then. So he's doing it off the clock. So if he's really logging those 8 hours, that's like on social time.
Yeah.
I mean, at some point, there's got to be like a crew of them where they have, quote, play dates. Oh, and they like,
oh, God, could you imagine?
Go to the park.
There's a bunch
out.
Of adult babies running
Seriously,
around.
There's got to be. I guarantee you, there's probably some Reddit group or some Discord group or something where they're just like, yep, we found each other.
It's got to be out there.
Who's going to meet up at the park?
I just went to this, I don't even know what it's called, but this, I happened to go to Oakview Mall
you
last weekend.
You spent a lot of time at that
well,
mall.
Well, it's because it's near me.
No, but it's just funny.
Like, I do like that mall. But anyway,
mall
I went there and they're having an event there with furries and all these. It's like a really? Comic-Con type thing, but Omaha, I don't know what it
Omicron?
Was called. No, that's another thing going on this weekend, I think. But this is something else, and I think it was the first one. So they had guests there that did anime and voice work, and people were standing in line to get autographs. But then the whole mall, all both floors, was filled with different booths with all these people. And then they had cosplay people walking around.
Okay.
It was the strangest thing.
You were invading their private
absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely.
I mean, you were the odd guy out yes. in that situation.
I know, because I leaned over to Wylene and I said, you know what would be awesome here is if I just freaked everybody out. And it's funny, I must have already seen that video because I said, what if I put on a big, giant baby diaper and I just walked around with my shirt?
She's like, stop living your dreams
Dream
with
life.
Me around.
Yeah. All right. Now, this is what would you do?
Okay. I'm scared.
You should.
What would you do if there was a child right in front of you, sitting all alone?
Oh my God.
I laughed so hard. I saw that over and over. What would you do?
That poor kid in that video.
Play it one more time for me, Gracie.
He's scared.
Yeah. Oh,
yes. What do you do?
Look at the look on his kid's face.
Right in front of you, sitting all alone.
Kid, that's terrifying. And you're standing there recording this as opposed to like soothing your child?
Yes, absolutely.
That is one of the things that, you know, my husband and the kids love America's Funniest Home Videos, like AFV. They are huge fans. And that's the thing. Sometimes you watch these videos and it's like a kid falling and like
knocking stuff down.
Like, or just falling or something. And everybody's laughing. I was like, somebody in that kid's life.
Yes.
Let that happen. And they didn't stop it to do anything about it. They kept filming.
They kept filming, holding it. All right. Here's some solid advice from the retirement home.
Okay.
I'm 29. Every time anybody asks me how old you are, I say 29. And they, no. A long time ago, I got a birthday card from Snoopy, and he said the way to keep from getting older was to pick an age you like and stick with it. And so I did.
How fantastic is that?
That's brilliant.
Yes. Hey, it reminds me when I went out, my mother was in the facility before she passed, and I went there, and there was a woman there that wore a trucker hat to the side. Mm-hmm. She was 99 years old. And the advice that she gave me, she told me to go back to my people, the young people, and tell them to start living life and stop messing around on your phone and looking down all the time. That was a 99-year-old woman. She goes, you guys are wasting your life away. I was like, okay.
You're like, okay, hold on.
Hold on, I got to talk
like,
to
what?
You. Yeah, what's up there?
Scroll.
So, so how about that? If there was an age, that's a good question that you're stuck at that you would
27
you would
in a heartbeat
27?
27 in a heartbeat 27 was an amazing year.
Okay.
It's magic for a lot of people. There's
sure
something
it is.
Magical about 27. It's like you're not 30, you're still in your 20s, but you're not in your early 20s. So you've figured some of your mess out.
Yeah.
Like there's some things where you're like, I'm not going to fall for that again.
Sure.
And you're just kind of starting to come into your own. You're just really starting to do the adult thing.
Yeah.
But you still are like, I don't know. I'm
you're right. There
20s.
Is something there about the 27s. You're right. Now I'm thinking of like my baby sister and then my stepson. And then me as well. I mean, that's at 26 is when I took down this journey.
Isn't that wild?
Yeah, it is wild.
I'm just saying, some of the things that have shaped my life at now at 32.
Yes.
Started at 27.
Yeah, that was 5 years ago.
Five years ago. Yeah. So 5 years, and I've learned a lot, you know, and I just get so excited. I'm like, what's it going to be like when I turn 40?
Oh, it's going to be better.
What's it like? I mean, you're 40.
Yeah, I just turned 40.
Right.
Yeah.
Was it big for you?
Well, here's the thing about turning 40 is that when you hit the 30s,
yes,
you know a little bit more.
Yeah.
And with each year you get closer, kind of like 27.
Yeah.
You start looking forward to the 40s because you're like, well, if I know all this right now, and that was tough.
Right.
It's just going to get easier if I do it the right way.
I mean, I'm so new into my 30s. I feel like I'm still figuring it all out.
You keep figuring it out. All right. And finally, I think I might be missing a video. I don't know. But finally, we're going to get cringy here.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, we're going to finish getting cringy. Then we're going to feel weird about it.
Hi, guys. I just want to say the eggplant always belongs in the taco.
Oh, my God. Remember that. Yes. That woman tries too hard. She's got stuff.
I love how she like does the edit. You're like, you could edit out you doing that too. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. But anyway, we might have some cringe at the live show. We'll see. I don't know yet. I haven't.
The level of cringe.
The level
of
cringe.
Let's not scare away those two ticket holders that are still, that could still walk up. They're like, you know, I was going to, and then I saw the taco eggplant and I thought it can't get worse. And he said it could.
And that was a good one. I mean, I thought the baby, the adult baby was more cringy than.
Well, yeah, because you're watching a grown man.
Grown ass.
He's sleep in a man-sized crib.
Fat man, yeah. All right, bpscrasher@gmail.com. That's where you get a hold of us. Also, the party line is 402-915-0962. Don't forget gear, merch. You can actually, there's a link in the, I don't know what you call it. It's underneath us.
Yeah, it's in the bio on our socials. So you hit the link tree, and you go into that, and like right towards the top, it's like merchandise, and it'll take you where you need
to go. Plus, if you're watching or listening, whatever it is, there's the show notes.
Yes.
Underneath us right there. There's links in there as well. You can find everything right there. We got a website coming up here soon.
I'm so excited. We're going to be unveiling that possibly at the show.
Really?
We might have it up and running and have people be able to check it out. It's so cool. And I'm going to keep it a secret for now, but like our friend who is an amazing web designer, just in a designer in general, is the one who's working on it. And so we'll definitely be giving her some love.
Very nice. And also sponsors out there. If anybody out there that you know needs a little push or a little bit of help, we'll definitely, we're the perfect quarterback for that team.
Mm-hmm.
So just get a hold of us again, and then we'll work it out and boost whatever business it is. All right, we're out of here. We'll see you guys on Saturday. Have a safe day and do yourself good.
Squirrel and my bro, big party show. Breast will enlarge, big party show. The radio is on. While I'm sitting on the john.
We believe in a naked America and man breasts. Please spread the peanut butter on your thighs so everyone will know.
Big party show. Back hair will grow. Number one, make it so. Big party show. Big party show. Big party show.
A Huda Media Production.